The Post, Syracuse, New York, February 1, 1895. Christian scientists in this city, and in fact all over the country, have been startled and greatly discomfited over the announcements in New York papers that Mrs. Mary Baker G. Eddy, the acknowledged Christian Science leader, has been exalted by various dignitaries of the faith. It is well known that Mrs. Eddy has resigned herself completely to the study and foundation of the faith to which many thousands throughout the United States are now so entirely devoted. By her followers and co-believers, she is unquestionably looked upon as having a divine mission to fulfill, and as though inspired in her great task by supernatural power. For the purpose of learning the feeling of scientists in this city toward the reported deification of Mrs. Eddy, a Post reporter called upon a few of the leading members of the faith yesterday and had a number of very interesting conversations upon the subject. Mrs. D. W. Copeland of University Avenue was one of the first to be seen. Mrs. Copeland is a very pleasant and agreeable lady, ready to converse, and evidently very much absorbed in the work to which she has given so much of her attention. Mrs. Copeland claims to have been healed a number of years ago by Christian scientists, after she had practically been given up by a number of well-known physicians. And for the past 11 years, said Mrs. Copeland, I have not taken any medicine or drugs of any kind, and yet have been perfectly well. In regard to Mrs. Eddy, Mrs. Copeland said that she was the founder of the faith, but that she had never claimed, nor did she believe that Mrs. Lathrop had, that Mrs. Eddy had any power other than that which came from God, and through faith in him and his teachings. The power of Christ has been dormant in mankind for ages, added the speaker, and it was Mrs. Eddy's mission to revive it. In our labors, we take Christ as an example, going about doing good and healing the sick. Christ has told us to do his work, naming as one great essential that we have faith in him. Did you ever hear of Jesus taking medicine himself or giving it to others? Inquired the speaker. Then why should we worry ourselves about sickness and disease? If we become sick, God will care for us and will send to us those who have faith, who believe in his unlimited and divine power. Mrs. Eddy was strictly an ardent follower after God. She had faith in him, and she cured herself of a deathly disease through the mediation of her God. Then she secluded herself from the world for 3 years, and studied and meditated over his divine word. She delved deep into the Bible passages, and at the end of the period came from her seclusion one of the greatest biblical scholars of the age. Her mission was then the mission of a Christian, to do good and heal the sick, and this duty she faithfully performed. She of herself had no power, but God has fulfilled his promises to her and to the world. If you have faith, you can move mountains. Mrs. Henrietta N. Cole is also a very prominent member of the church. When seen yesterday, she emphasized herself as being of the same theory as Mrs. Copeland. Mrs. Cole has made a careful and searching study in the beliefs of scientists and is perfectly versed in all their beliefs and doctrines. She stated that man of himself has no power, but that all comes from God. She placed no credit whatever in the reports from New York that Mrs. Eddy has been accredited as having been deified. She referred the reporter to the large volume which Mrs. Eddy had herself written, and said that no more complete and yet concise idea of her belief could be obtained than by a perusal of it.